Many wanted to know why their favorite theater is closing. It's one of the last picture palaces in the Twin Cities. Moviegoers say they'll miss the large screen and plush seats that separated the Cooper from the proliferation of Cracker Box-sized cinemas.
I don't give a damn.
I can remember being here as a child, and I think that this theater kind of was at the foremost of the big screen, and I think, didn't they have 3D and this sort of thing when I was younger here at this theater before they had it at the other theaters?
You've got a lot more to look at. I mean, it kind of wraps around you a little bit. Sitting back from it, and this is where we do. We sit in the back row there, next to the back row. You just have a feeling of having it surround you.
I think it makes it feel more realistic when you're watching it. You feel like you're a part of it almost. In fact, we were rather petrified when we came here the first time because we looked like we were in the race cars at the time. It just, you know, made you feel a part of it.
It's just real comfortable. The seats are great. It's comfortable. It's just kind of got its personality of its own. Hate to think it's being torn. Is it really being torn down? That's too bad.
They always tear down the good things. And this is a good thing. And they're tearing it down.
Officials with Cineplex Odeon, a Canadian conglomerate that owns the Cooper Theater, won't say anything other than that the theater is closing. However, General Mills is reportedly interested in buying the property along Old Highway 12, now Interstate 394, and putting one of its new Olive Garden restaurants there.
The Cooper is about the last thing we had, like a picture palace. And, picture palace is part of childhood and adolescence of American show business. And it's sad to see the change, but I guess the change is going to be here. In another 10 years, is there anybody, you know, wanting to go out of the house when they can stay home and press the button?
Al Milgram heads the U Film Society in Minneapolis. He says big screen theaters are becoming extinct. That troubles him because he says a big screen and a large audience play a strong role in a form of movie viewing that's disappearing.
It demeans the initial intention of what films were made for. I mean, if you see a film like The Sheltering Sky on a small screen, you miss those great desertscapes. You see a Western on a small screen, you don't get the sweep. I mean, it isn't as grand as it used to be.
When the Cooper Theater opened in the early 1960s, Tom Ambrose worked there as an usher. He recalls that people would come from as far away as St. Cloud and Rochester to watch films on the wide screen. He and others say the Cooper was much more than simply a movie theater.
I think it was the difference between a five-star restaurant, for instance, and fast food. It was an event to come to that theater. I worked there for about 9 months, and the only movie that played there during that whole time was playing there when I came and was playing there when I left, was How the West Was Won. It was a very classy place. It was reserve tickets. You couldn't walk up and just say, well, I want to go to the movie now. Maybe if there was one of the 808 seats still left, but that wasn't very much the case. We'd sell out 2 p.m. matinees on a Wednesday afternoon.
Tom Ambrose, who in 1964 worked as an usher at the Cooper Theater. The Cooper, with its big screen and plush seats, will soon be only a memory. This is Mark Sedeklik.
That's NPR Journal for this Thursday afternoon.